We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi Hilchos Shabbos Siman Reish Ayin Gimel Siv Vav. Says a Mechaber, V'im Kidesh Bebeso V'shama Shcheino V'shulchano Aruch Lefanov Yotebo D'Shapir Havi Makom Suuda. If one is sitting in their house at their ready to eat their suuda, and they hear somebody else in the house next door make Kiddush, they are Yotze with that Kiddush. As long as both the person who made the Kiddush and the person who was hearing the Kiddush had in mind to be Motzi and to be Yotze. The Mishnah Berurah says that it need not be that the person is standing there with his shulchan ready to eat. Rather, if he is preparing to set the table in order to eat, meaning he knows he is about to eat his suda, then it would also count for Kiddush Makom Suda if he hears the person next door making Kiddush, as long as they both had the appropriate kavanah. So Mishnah Berurah also adds that the same will be true if the Shaliach Tzibur is making Kiddush Friday night and one actually wants to be Yotze with that Kiddush because they are planning on eating in the shul. They would not be able to be Yotze unless the Shaliach Tzibur knew that someone was planning on being Yotze and he had in mind to be Motzi that person. Siv Zayin, Yesh Omrim She'im Mekachin Ela La'or HaNer. There are some who hold that Kiddush should only be made next to the candles. The Yesh Omrim She'ina Kiddush Talei B'ner. V'munana B'chatzer Yoser B'nei HaAvir O B'nei HaZvuvim Mekadish B'chatzer V'ochal Sham Afal Pi She'ina Ro HaNer She'haneros La'oneg Nekstavu V'lo L'tzar V'hachim Estabra. Yet there are others who hold that the Kiddush need not be made next to the candles. If you want to eat in the chatzer and the candles are in the house, you'd be able to eat in the chatzer and make Kiddush there as well, even though the candles are inside. The Mishnah Berurah points out that even according to this Imam D'Amar, that one can make Kiddush and eat outside even though the candles are inside, they should not make Kiddush inside and eat outside, as this would not be a fulfillment of Kiddush Makom Suda. And the Mishnah Berurah also points out that even though the Mechaber says Hachim Estabra to this second day, that the second day that Kiddush need not be next to the candles makes sense, the Mishnah Berurah says this is only when a person is mitzta'er harbe, it is very uncomfortable to make Kiddush next to the candles. But otherwise, it is best to make Kiddush and to eat next to where the candles are, which is what we saw earlier on in Siman Reish Samach Gimel, that it is best for the candles to be in the place where Kiddush is going to be made.